Good morning. This is Allie checking in Yukon Quest 2020, and I think it's day 10. We have gotten a little bit behind with our voice updates, but let's see. The day is very young still. It's only morning right now, day 10, Monday, and we started this morning by going to McCabe Creek, the dog drop, and we got there just before Cody pulled in and pulled out, and then we got ready for Alan to come in. The trail to McCabe was a little bit complicated because there was so much snow in the Yukon Territory right around there that the normal trail that goes under the bridge and avoids the highway, it couldn't go under the bridge because of all the snow. So Bridget stayed out there and just helped make sure traffic was stopped and that the team was able to cross over the bridge without any issues. Yukon Quest people had folks out there too, so I stayed in McCabe, which is about a mile and a half down the driveway, so that I could greet the dogs when they got there. And so it was great to see them. They pulled in pretty perky, nice run over from Stepping Stone through Pelly Crossing all the way to McCabe. And Alan was pretty determined to stay there. Seems that he's been resting 6 hours often, and he said that the dogs are really performing better with 6 hours rest, so he decided that they should have 6 hours rest there as well. And there was straw there, so they got straw beds, big meal, they had hot water there, and then believe it or not, Alan was able to sleep 3 luxurious hours in the warmth and coziness of McCabe Dog Drop, so we want to give a big thank you to them. He left with the team, all 13 dogs, and headed out towards Carmack's checkpoint, which is about a 50-mile run. And then Bridget and I cleaned up everything, got in the truck, and headed towards Carmack's. That is where we sit now. We actually showed up just minutes before Cody came through this checkpoint. He's running shorter runs and shorter rests. And his team looks phenomenal. He did drop one dog, but boy, he has a nice-looking dog team, and he seemed a little tired, much more tired than Pelly, but still plugging away. And, of course, the news ahead of the trail is that Brent and Michelle are somewhat neck and neck, headed across all the lakes towards the last checkpoint, Braeburn, where they have a mandatory 8. We'll know a lot more about their situation, Cody's situation, and Alan's situation by this evening. So that's a morning report, day 10, Yukon Quest 2020 from the Carmack's checkpoint. I think I'm going to take a little bit of a nap.